Welcome to the Central Florida Buzz with Mike Kara, the podcast for Central Floridians who want to be in the know on what's happening in Orange, Lake, Osceola, and Seminole counties. Sponsored by the Central Florida Home Brewers, the premier craft and homebrew club. Learn to brew beer, kombucha, mead, or make wine. Visit www.cfhb.org. Now, here's your host, Mike Kara.
Well, welcome back to our next edition of the Central Florida Buzz, as today we are here in beautiful DeLand, Florida, at the Hyder Head Brewery, and we are so glad that we could be here today, and it's a great craft brewery. It has a great Scottish theme. We're looking at some of the great pictures here, Scottish culture and Scottish sporting activities, and with me today is the owner of Hyder Head Brewery, Mr. Jeff Hyder. And Jeff, it is such a pleasure and honor that you could join me today as we talk about, this great brewery of yours. And first of all, why don't we talk a little bit about how you got this all started and how you came up with the Scottish theme of this place?
Oh, that's a loaded question. Thank you so much for being here today with me. It's a pleasure to be on your podcast. So really appreciate it. How we got started. it's a long story. My great grandfather was a moonshiner. He came over from Scotland, and he was a brewer, master brewer in Scotland. And so we grew up with him. All I remember is moonshine, the whole family doing that. So I got older, and I wanted to make beer, but not just beer. I wanted to make good beer, and I wanted to do it in the tradition that he had with his history. So we started home brewing, and that was about 10 years ago. And next thing I know, I have recipes from that were passed down from him that the family had collected, and I started implementing those, and then voila, we have this, 300 and some thousand dollars later.
Right. And so for you, Jeff, a lot of these recipes, come from, your homebrew days, does it come from, the ideas you had when you were a home brewer?
Well, no, there was a couple recipes that were passed down from the family,
right,
from Scotland. So we brew a traditional Scotland type or that kind of flavor. So there's a huge oatmeal farms in Scotland. So we brew with oatmeal in the beer, just like they do there. They also have they recapture the CO2. We do the same thing here under pressure. We bought our tanks from Germany so that we could do that. They all hold 30 pounds of pressure, and we're one of very few breweries in the United States that do that. So that's a typical European style. We also only buy European grain. So we buy it from Belgium, Germany, France, and Scotland. All our grains come from there. So very happy with the results that we get.
Great. For you, Jeff, was it always your idea that, as a home brewer, that you thought maybe that, you would open a brewery? Or
It kind of came after I got some excitement. So I tell you, when you first start home brewing, and I didn't want to start and not know what I was doing. So the very first thing I did is I took this class in Sanford at the homebrew shop.
Yeah, we did that too.
Many of the people around know this.
Yeah.
Aaron, Gary, and Rob. Those three.
Oh, yeah, those guys.
Those three are awesome. So they basically, it's called Beer 101.
Right.
And all it is really teaching you how to be clean and sanitized everything. So that's basically there. It wasn't until later that I was educated by a German brewer, and then that blew my mind. So after that, I did not want to brew the way they do the United States. I wanted to brew like they do in Europe. It's been 1,000 years they've been brewing, and so why do it the way Americans do it? It's Americans do it a different way. They cut corners, and I did not want to do that. So I started really focusing in a way to do that at home. And then the next thing you know, I'm having gatherings at the house, and people are saying, "Man, you need to get this beer in the stores. This is better than anything we've had." And I'm like, I don't know if I'm believing them. Next thing you know, we dig up recipes from my great grandfather, and I'm like, oh man, it took me a whole different direction. And then I became committed to it. So that was probably 5 years ago that I was decided to absolutely make it. And there's no choice. I have to do it in this from a Scottish standpoint because that's my history.
Right. So, I mean, for you, Jeff, when you started this place and, you know, you had all of the, you know, you had to buy a lot of the equipment. I mean, was there a lot of decisions? Because I know there's a lot of people out there thinking about it. You know, you have, you know, smaller outfit, but it works for you. I mean, your venue, that has a lot to do with it, huh?
Yeah, the tanks are that we chose to purchase they're heavier walled. They hold 30 pounds of pressure.
Right.
The average tank, like up the road even, and any brewery, the maximum pressure is usually 15 pounds.
Right.
So for the price I paid for each one of these, I could have bought 20 barrel tanks and did it the American way, but I didn't want to.
Right.
I wanted to do it the European way. And so I paid more for my 6-barrel system than it would have cost for a 20-barrel system if I bought the tanks from Japan or, you know, any other place. So I didn't do that on purpose. I wanted a quality beer, even if it was only 6-barrel.
Right. So, I mean, we're talking about, you know, the Scottish theme and, you know, how is it going over well? I mean, everyone seems to enjoy it then?
Oh, yeah. This... It's insane. We're packed most of the time here. It's hard to get in on the weekend, that's for sure. During the week is probably the best time if you want to come visit, because we're a little slow on Thursdays, but man, Friday is just, it's crazy. No, we are distributing through Wayne Dench in Seminole County and all through Orlando. And we are also distributing our beer through Daytona Beverage, and that covers, so all the counties are Volusia, Flagler, Seminole, Orange, and Lee or Mount Dora out there. So we're in 41 restaurants as of yesterday with our Cabertos Pale Ale. And several of those also carry our Wait Over the Bar Wit. It's a beautiful white wheat wit. And we also have our porter, our Puffin Porter in distribution. So all those are doing really well.
So, I mean, then you have it at certain stores or liquor stores? Or how about the Publix that's really way past?
No, we only produce in kegs right now.
Oh, okay.
We're not doing cans or bottles. Now, you can get a bottle if you come into the brewery. We bottled our beer for you. To take home. But we're not doing canning yet. Canning lines are about $250,000.
Yeah.
And so we're not quite ready for that yet.
Yeah, but being in so many restaurants and being able to get it to so many people, that's probably just as good.
Yeah, we're super excited. We're really, really happy with our distributors. They've done a tremendous job helping us get into the pubs and the different places.
So the question, Jeff, I want to ask, is there, as far as you know, in Central Florida, necessarily another craft brewery with a Scottish theme? I'm sure there's breweries that have Scottish ale, but as far as this is very unique, huh?
Yeah, I don't know of any in the whole United States. I'm the only true Scottish brewery that I know of. I've Google searched it. I can't find anyone that actually brews the traditional Scottish way with recipes from the 1800s. So that's definitely unique for me, I think.
Yeah, well, that's great. I mean, do you get? A lot of people, a lot of tourists, as well as Scottish people from the area? Or?
Yeah, of course. Stetson University is here in DeLand, and so what's funny is I don't really get a lot of Stetson kids, but I get their parents, their uncles, their aunts. That's a little bit of the older crowd, but it's really funny when school's in, I'm really busy, especially over the winter. It's incredible. Standing room only sometimes.
Okay, Jeff, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break here. I am with Jeff Hyder from Hyder Head Brewery here in beautiful DeLand, Florida. You are listening to the Central Florida Buzz with Mike Kara, and please stay with us for our next segment of this edition of our program today. Well, welcome back to our next segment of this edition of the Central Florida Buzz with Mike Kara, as we are here at Hyder Head Brewery in beautiful DeLand, Florida. With me today is the owner of Hyder Head Brewery, Mr. Jeff Hyder. And Jeff, it's a pleasure and honor to be here and talk all about, your beer. And we're going to get to the beer in a minute, but, we wanted to talk about, as we were mentioning, that a lot of us home brewers, I think we're in the very, very early stages of opening up a brewery. But I mean, for you, what does it take? I mean, the big question is, do you have to get a liquor license? Should you get you get all the permits, all the everything first? Should you, have a exploratory committee, or how does it work?
Almost you need to. But it was definitely a process. It was the applying to the TTB would be the first thing you would do.
Okay.
That is suggested that you use an attorney because it's a 3 to 4 month wait period waiting for after you turn it in to see if they're going to approve it. And if they deny it, you have to start all over. So it's like, that would be your first step. If you want to get approved first, that's what you do. And you have to send drawings in and all these documents and answer these questions that seem ridiculous and redundant, but they're not. And if a person had a friend that was an attorney to help him write that would be great. If not, most attorneys will do it for about $2,000 to help you fill out the application. I did it on my own. I did, and I got through. I couldn't believe I got through. After about 3 months, you realize, I shouldn't have done that. I should have hired an attorney, because if I get denied, I'm going to be messed up. But that happens. Then the state is a lot easier. The ABT applying there is easier. Before you do all that, though, you need to have a game plan of what you're going to do, how you're going to brew, what kind of system you're going to need, and absolutely have the money. If you don't have roughly $300,000, you're not going to open the brewery. If you think you're going to do it for less, you won't. And you should not think that you can. I mean, I don't know of anyone that has done it for less than that. It's just very expensive. There's no other way around it, especially with the state now requiring fire sprinkler systems in wherever you build. That cost us an extra $28,000. So little things like that you may not expect will happen. So I felt I could go into it with about $200,000. But before you knew it, thank goodness I had a wonderful friend, Justin, shout out to him, that stepped up and provided the extra funds for us to get started. So I really appreciate everything he did, and I love this place. It's amazing, because we were able to conquer a lot of the problems most people, especially a home brewer, would never expect to happen.
Wow. Yeah, so there's a little insight into that. So, Jeff, let's talk about, you know, some of these beers. We have a few here that we want to talk about. But first of all, I'm assuming that even though that these are a lot of traditional recipes, that you came up with all the names, especially yes. The frontal lobotomy one. Yeah.
Yeah, the names, you know, from the Scottish heritage, they're all named after the Highland Games.
Right.
Oh. So you have Cabertos, you know, Bonnie Be Lass is not a Highland game, but the Maid Lacy, which is a pumpkin one, is named after a Highland game, you know, where they run across the field carrying a tray of things, sometimes a rock. It just depends. But easy way to remember it, if you ever hire a maid, she's always lazy. So it's called Maid Lacy. But, you know, the other ones, like the Sheaf Toss Rye and ones like that, are all named after the Highland Games or some funny thing that came along. We had a bartender here that helped us name the Scottish Wee Heavy that we have. It's like the Caber Toss, but it's on the dark side. So he goes, well, why don't we call it Vader Toss? So yeah, that stuck. So we appreciate his suggestion, and we're going to keep it.
Okay, Jeff. So the first beer we have here we want to see is the Wait Over the Bar Wit. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So that beer actually is in distribution with Wayne Dench, and it is a white wheat wit. The wheat comes from Belgium. It's imported. It's brewed exactly like the German purity style. So we don't add anything. There is coriander in it, which is typical for all wits. But it has a little bit of orange peel, dried orange peel, bitter orange peel, and sweet orange peel, but very little. In a 6-barrel system, we're using literally half a pound of dried orange peel. So it's almost nothing, but you get a little hint of that. And the coriander is about a half a pound in that. But it produces beautiful... I love it. I think it's one of my best beers. Beautiful wit. Like a Hoegaarden or something like that, but definitely in a Scottish kind of way.
Yeah, that was a good one there. So let's see here. Next, we want to try the Bonnie Be Lass Smoky Ale. Can you tell us about this one?
Yeah, this is another one of my personal favorites. All right, so the all the grain comes from Scotland. And especially the bag, we use a bag of smoky peated malt. And we get that from the island of Islay in Scotland, directly from Laphroaig Distillery. So if you like Laphroaig whiskey, or Ardbeg is another one that's brewed on that island, this beer is just like the whiskey, except it's a beer. So we use the same grain that they do, which is really awesome. I love it. It's really good. It's just enough smoke to let you know it, but not enough to overpower you. You know, in Ireland, you got the peated wheat is more like barbecue. And it's like, it's not the taste of like Laphroaig or Ardbeg whiskey. And so I wanted the authentic Scottish taste, so that's where I had to get it. It's not that much. One bag is $225, and we only use one in the brew, so it's not a huge cost, but it does make it delicious.
Yeah, that is a good one, Jeff. I have to say, you know, respectfully, I'm not a big fan of smoke, but this is just fantastic. You've done something here, like I said, to really, I think, for people who are not big into, you know, smoky beers, to try this one, because you've got something going here. I mean, it's just about blending. Yeah, sure. It's just about getting the right amounts to make it work.
Yeah, thank you. No, that took a while to figure that out, but I did homebrewing. I did try an Irish based peated malt, but it was a disaster. And I'm like, well, I have to get it from Scotland directly. And so I contacted Laphroaig And they were kind enough to put me in touch with a place on the island that I could order the peated wheat. So I just order it from them. It's really nice.
Okay, Jeff. And now we have here the frontal lobotomy IPA. Now, first of all, is there any significance to the name? How did you come up with that?
So that was kind of funny. I like all kinds of beer. But there is one, Screamin' Reels by Miami Brewery Company. I believe that's who makes it, but it's called Screamin' Reels. That is so hoppy, it will, your eyes almost come out. But then after a couple sips, it's delicious. And it's one of my favorites. And so I wanted something that would really knock your socks off. And so I come up with a name, frontal lobotomy, after the horrible surgery that was from years ago that is banned now. But the, and what happened was, after I did that, I realized that I need to tone it down. So what I did is I put in German Munich in the recipe. And I decided to only dry hop it, not do a final whirlpool addition. And man, it turned out to have that same aroma, but it didn't come out like that Screamin' Reels, where you're it just knocks you for a loop. And so I think it's better. I love it. It's one of the favorites that people order all the time. So I mean, I have Stein Club members that joined our membership because of that beer. So they really love that beer. So it's a late edition dry hop beer.
Oh, okay. And here we have, now it is the Belgian Trippel. Is it Trippel?
Trippel.
Can you tell us about this?
Yeah, that's one of the hardest beers to make there is on the planet. All right, so basically what that is a double brew day. So it's at least a 12-hour brew day to do that. So you brew a batch with half the water, the same amount of grains, half the water. You transfer it into one of the fermenters. Then you brew another one and then bring the wort back from the fermenter so that you fill your malt tank, and then you bring it to a boil. So you're doubling your grain, and that's how come it's 9.5% alcohol. But you're not adding sugar,
right?
To really change sugar changes everything. So we try never to use sugar. Home brewing, we did a little bit to experiment, and every time it was terrible, it was dry, and that's not the traditional way. So we double brew on the Belgian Trippel. And so the grain is Pilsen malt from Pilsen, Germany. It's traditionally exactly the way they would brew it over there. The yeast is the same yeast from Germany. The only hop in there is the bittering hop in the very beginning, which is Fuggles or Williamette in the United States.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. It was Williamette was stolen from Czechoslovakia. Or the Czech Republic now. Fuggles was stolen and they renamed it Williamette in the United States. So it's the same hop. But that's a bittering hop at the very beginning. We don't do a final hop.
Okay, Jeff, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back for our final segment here. My guest today is Jeff Hyder from Hyder Head Brewery in DeLand, Florida. You are listening to the Central Florida Buzz with Mike Kara, as we are indeed here at Hyder Head Brewing in DeLand, Florida. And please stay with us for our very last segment of this edition of our program today. Well, welcome back to our very last segment of the Central Florida Buzz with Mike Kara. As today we are here at Hyder Head Brewery in beautiful DeLand, Florida. With me today is head brewer and owner of Hyder Head Brewery, Mr. Jeff Heider. And Jeff, it's so great that you could join you here at the brewery and talk all about your great beer. And now we want to talk about DeLand and how it is a destination and how you have a beer festival here. So talk a little bit about the town and how it's a good location for you.
This DeLand is a great location. Every Friday on West Georgia Avenue, DeLand blocks the street off, and we do a farmer's market, and music is playing. They have it's a great time, and so I wanted to be part of that that vibe that happens here on the street. So it's also another brewery on the street, so that it gives people a place to come. So that's really the reason I decided to be in DeLand. Plus, I live here. I've been here for a long time, since I was 16. So I really like DeLand. But they have the craft beer festival happens once a year, usually in May, late May. And so that is, they block off the whole city, and breweries from all over the state come and set up their tents. It's a great, great time. So we're part of that every year. And we're part of a lot of events. We're always at the Pints and Paws in Sanford. You can always come to our tent and taste our beer. Last year we poured the Belgian Tripel, and we also we poured a couple other beers too. It's really good time. We love animals and are happy to do that. DeLand is definitely a place to come.
Right. And now, Jeff, I wanted to ask you, there are a lot of great craft breweries in the area of Persimmon, Hollow over there. But my question is, do you guys ever get together? I mean, is there, like, I don't know if there's a brewery, a craft brewer union, but I mean, is there an organization, or do you ever exchange ideas? Is it a friendly competition, or?
Yeah, breweries love each other for the most part. It's hardly any competition. So everybody tries to support each other. So right now we're trying to do a collaboration beer with Blue Springs Brewery. So that hasn't come about yet, but we're still working on it. And we have approval from the distributor from Daytona Beverage to immediately put it in the restaurants if we can come up with something that both of us like. So we're working on that right now. And that's going to be a great, I think, beer. We're hitting around maybe Irish Red or something like that along the lines. So we'll see. We'll see. But I'm looking forward to having that beer done. But yeah, in general, in Sanford, I can go into any brothers. I love the Dees Brothers Brewery. That's phenomenal. They're doing a wonderful job. And those guys are really super nice. But yeah, there's a great vibe with other breweries, and I'm proud to be part of them.
Okay, so I want to talk a little bit about the brewery here, Jeff. So basically, why don't you tell us a little bit? Now, as far as you do have some food in that here? Or?
Oh, yeah, we got a regular food restaurant license here. And we serve haggis, neeps and taties, and some other Scottish things. And we kind of cross that with bratwurst also and some other things. But our haggis is the best. It is delicious. So if you don't know what haggis is, you need to come and try it. But it is basically lamb chops, thick, 2-inch thick chopped up lamb chops. And it's sirloin steak, calf liver, and oatmeal all mixed up and put on a toasted bun with cheese and sauerkraut on the top. So it's delicious. It really is good. Neeps and taties are the Scottish potato salad. It's my mom's recipe, even though I make it here. And that neeps is basically rutabaga. So you have some pork in there, rutabaga, and there's no mayo in that. It's just oil and vinegar with all that mix. It's delicious.
Great. Now, as far as your hard cider, is that something you make here, or do you bring that into the brewery?
No, I'm not legally allowed to make cider.
Oh, you don't get a wine license?
No, I don't have a wine license. The state of Florida requires a separate entrance facility for that. They need to change that law. But yeah, I've only got one door on this place, so I can't do wine. And cider's considered the wine.
But you do bring in cider. Looks like you bring in sangria. So it's great because, you know, if somebody maybe isn't big on beer, I know in the brewing world, you try to encourage people to enjoy beer. But if they're not ready, you've got, looks like sangria and hard cider and some of that, huh?
Yeah. So we also carry the malt-based vodka, malt-based Southern Comfort, and malt-based Fireball whiskey. So we can make drinks out of that also.
Oh, great. So if it's a certain percentage, like we said, malt. So I understand. I don't think you have it, but one thing you can make with your license is hard seltzer. Is that right? Or...
Yes. Yeah, we certainly could.
So, I don't know if there's a Scottish recipe for hard seltzer.
No, I think that was invented here.
If there's any fruits or any ingredients that are... But I mean...
I bring in seltzer. I don't make it. Okay. Not yet. Anyway.
Yeah, but I mean, that is an interesting question. Is there certain fruits or certain spices or ingredients that are Scottish that people from Scotland would taste and, wow, that tastes like home? I mean, is there something that you could put in there? Or?
Well, all the vegetables that we have are the same
right,
as over there,
okay.
But I'm not going to make a celery beer.
Right.
I don't know. Rutabaga is big over there, which kind of tastes like a pineapple. That's a way that I need to think about. I haven't done that yet.
Oh, that's great. Okay, Jeff. So if we for all those now for those people that are obviously coming in for Disney World and Universal, you're a little further, but to let them know that they just need to stay on four, you know, past Universal for a very long time.
Exit 114, I believe. Exit 114, and then believe me, Deland is a destination you want to make. The shops down here are awesome. It's a really nice, quaint town with a beautiful downtown.
Oh, great.
So, don't forget to stop in to Hyderhead.
definitely. And before we go, we wanted to mention about this ale trail. Now, you're not, I guess the way they work it is they have an older one, and you're not on that, but you're also on... you're on the new one, and you're also on another, the name slips my mind.
Cool Craft.
So, I mean, do you get a lot of people, I mean, do people let you know? Well, I know the way it works is, don't they have to get something signed or a stamp or something? So you'll know by the number of stamps you'll have to stamp them.
Right, yeah. So we're happy to be on those trails. It's really nice. It really increases our business. And it gives people a goal, you know, to finish their trail. So it's really awesome. We appreciate those people putting those organizations together.
Okay, Jeff. Now, we want to let everyone know that you have a website. And now is all the information, I mean, all the current beers. It looks like you have a seasonal rotation. Is that all available on the internet?
Everything's on at Hyderhead.com. Directions, the menu, food menu, the beer menu, everything is there. Little history.
Oh, okay. And now when we talk about seasonal rotations, is that like Oktoberfest or holiday beers? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, it's just something that I throw on. What's nice is if you're a Stein Club member, of course, you get $2 off every beer anytime, and you get to drink out of Stein, which is 20 ounces or more. And so that's anytime, day or night, whatever, you get to have a $5 beer. But if you choose to pick anything off the seasonal rotation, which is just something that we're experimenting with or something that we're trying out, which does include Oktoberfest every now and then, a red ale sometimes, or a lager. Right now it's a Pilsner on, that you get that full pour for $2. So it's really cost effective to join the Stein Club, which is $100 a year. So.
Okay. Jeff, and like you said, you have all this great, collection of pitchers, and you got bagpipes there. But I mean, do you have like a Scottish night, or is everything kind of the Scottish theme? But I mean, is there any like Scottish festivals, or is there any like Scottish groups that come in here? Or?
Yeah, the New World Celts come in. They come in on a regular basis. There's, believe it or not, downtown DeLand has Scottish musicians all the time, almost every Friday. So it's really nice. It's a really a nice culture, Celtic culture in DeLand, which is another reason why I wanted to be here.
Jeff, thanks so much. Any final thoughts or anything else we should know about here?
I love this place, and I think you will too. Everything is great, and I have some great, great, awesome bartenders that will take care of you perfectly. So it's a really nice destination that you don't want to miss.
Okay, thanks so much, Jeff. My guest has been Jeff Hyder from Hyder Head Brewery here in DeLand, Florida. And you've been listening to the Central Florida Buzz with Mike Cara. And please catch us again next time.
You've been listening to the Central Florida Buzz with Mike Cara, the podcast for Central Floridians who want to be in the know what's happening in Orange, Lake, Osceola, and Seminole counties. Sponsored by the Central Florida Home Brewers, the premier craft and homebrew club. Learn to brew beer, kombucha, mead, and make wine by visiting www.cfhb.org. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you back here next week.